part of one unforgettable summer event at Liberty Mountain USA. For tickets and full event details, go to libertymountainusa.com, click on events, and get your tickets today.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Last half hour, hour number three here on this Monday, July 13, 2026 edition. Friday, a federal district court judge temporarily blocked a Michigan law that pro-life organizations argue forces them to recruit and hire people who opposes their fundamental mission. U.S. District Court Judge Robert Yonker order does not decide the constitutionality of the 2023 amendments to the Elliot Larson Civil Rights Act. Rather, he certified several questions to the Michigan Supreme Court, asking the justices to clarify the meaning and scope of the amended law. Judge Yonker's 63-page order reads, "The recent statutory changes do at least arguably cover the plaintiff's constitutional protected conduct," noting that binding circuit precedents establishes a credible enforcement threat against Right to Life of Michigan and the Pregnancy Resource Council Center, who have legal standing to sue and to bring forward this case. Yonker also held that the plaintiffs are likely to prevail on at least some of their claims, either because Michigan courts may adopt a narrower interpretation of the statute or because broader interpretations could violate constitutional protections. Folks, this all comes from the Attorney General's office, who made the statement that her department is still reviewing the opinion and also has significant concerns with the judge's opinion and will present those concerns in future proceedings. Well, what is this all about? The plaintiffs, Right to Life, as well as the PRC, Pregnancy Resource Center, brought forward a lawsuit. They challenged the 2023 amendments to the Elliot Larson Civil Rights Act that expanded protections against sex discrimination to include discrimination based on the termination of a pregnancy, which they argue violates their First and 14th Amendment rights. The original lawsuit also stems from Right to Life suing to prevent being forced to hire a pro-choice applicant for a job. Yonker's order noted that in 2024, the MDCR certified 2,487 complaints for discrimination, and roughly 1,400 of those were for employment discrimination. 370 were complaints of sexual discrimination. Dana Nessel's department argued the lawsuit should be dismissed because the plaintiffs lack standing, since no enforcement action had been taken against them. But the judge rejected that argument. stating, quote, in his opinion, relevant Michigan officials have not disavowed enforcement of the Elliot Larson Civil Rights Act's provisions against Right to Life or the PRC, said Yunker. Rather, Attorney General Dana Nessel has declared that her department's top priority, quote unquote, is to defend Michigan as a safe haven in our region for women's access to abortion. And she has consistently been involved with litigation to increase access to abortion. Well, the quote arguably references Attorney General Dana Nessel's press release related to the Mifepristone court opinion. It's the morning after abortion pill. It reads that she will, quote, defend Michigan as a safe haven in our region for women to have access to reproductive health care. And as always, will be my department's top priority to safeguard the health, safety, and well-being of the residents of our state, end quote. Well, the Alliance Defending Freedom, which represents the plaintiffs, said the injunction means that Right to Life and the Pregnancy Resource Center can recruit and hire employees who share their respective organizations' pro-life views, and also will not face enforcement action for declining to offer abortion coverage in their insurance plans. ADF Senior Counsel Bryant Neihardt said the government can't force pro-life organizations to sabotage their own beliefs by requiring them to employ staff members who endorse and support abortion, a decision that harms women and ends innocent lives. He also argued before the court, the First Amendment protects the rights of these organizations. It also protects the rights for them to be able to hire employees who can carry out and share the message of hope and joy that's associated with the gift of life. For these pro-life groups, the messenger matters just as much as the message. Court made the right decision by protecting their constitutional freedom to hire employees who share their views, not only in words, but by deeds, so that they can express messages consistent with their organization's beliefs. Well, in addition to Nessel, the lawsuit named the Michigan Department of Civil Rights and several members of the Civil Rights Commission as defendants. So let's see if this gets appealed, but a judge, U.S. District Judge, made this ruling on Friday. So we'll continue to follow this story as well. One little side note, short story to get in before the break. As you know, Congressman, U.S. Congressman John James is not running for re-election down in the 10th Congressional District. He is running for governor. Well, another candidate that John James personally recruited and President Trump has endorsed is Michael Bouchard. He's 32 years old. He's the son of the Oakland County Sheriff Bouchard and is right now perceived to be the Republican frontrunner in the 12th Congressional District. Well, one of the very liberal political pundits, Mark Grubner, public political division analyst, said Bouchard had spent most of his adult life in the U.S. Army, raising to the rank of captain. However, he has never hardly voted. Grubner claims he looks like someone who votes when somebody brings him a ballot and says, hey, fill this out. But now he's possibly going to be the nominee in a very seriously contested U.S. Congress primary. Well, his spokesperson, Stu Sandler, responded by saying, when it was suggested that Bouchard's voting record didn't appear to be very strong, Sandler quipped back and said, no, his military service record is quite strong. As a matter of fact, it's exemplary. MERS followed up asking what it shows that Bouchard hasn't participated in electoral politics, but now is running for office. Well, Sandler said it shows that he served in the military at bases around the world. He just finished his military career back in October of 2025. Well, this issue came up earlier this week when Justin Kirk, another Republican candidate in the same race, flagged in a press release that Bouchard didn't vote in 72% of all statewide elections since becoming voting age. Kirk counted Bouchard participating in only 5 elections. Well, to put the numbers into perspective, Practical Political Data, PPD, Mark Grubner's company, examined the voting histories of all 55 Michigan congressional candidates. He went on to say Bouchard was one of the fewest that participated in the voting process. So we'll continue to follow this, if this means anything or not. But basically, the guy was serving his country. He wasn't voting. He was serving in bases around the world. Final segment of today's show. We'll be right back.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days, without any exercising. Then I met Missy, a MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com, follow my journey with Missy, and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation. Or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
The Iron Pig on Old 27 South across from Otsego Lake is open for breakfast 7 days a week from 8 to 11. Sundays from 8 to 2 with a sumptuous breakfast buffet on the weekends. With golf season open, Iron Pig has room for any size golf group, or bring our delicious menu and legendary barbecue to your group. Either way, the Iron Pig has the team and location to make your up north dining experience truly memorable. Visit Iron Pig Smokehouse on Facebook, where we are always announcing new events and menu additions.
Everybody remembers their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the gun doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmithing is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
If you have pain in your neck, back, shoulders, elbows, wrists, hands, hips, knees, or feet, Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic deep tissue laser treatment for you. This technology relieves pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience fast robotic deep tissue laser pain relief at a special price. Call us Monday through Wednesday to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Get ready, Michigan. Saturday, July 25th, Rock Michigan Red comes to Liberty Mountain, USA in Farwell, Michigan in Clare County. Don't miss the Motor City Madman himself, Ted Nugent, live on the mountain for a night of music, energy, and Michigan pride. Bring your friends, bring your family, and be part of one unforgettable summer event at Liberty Mountain, USA. For tickets and full event details, go to libertymountainusa.com, click on events, and get your tickets today.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Final segment of today. Just a couple housekeeping things for me to give you here in the last segment. I'd really appreciate if you guys would take the time to text me survey. My text line, 231-360-5140. Text me the word survey. This is a survey that's being conducted by the Michigan State Housing Development Authority. I'd appreciate it if you'd open up the survey and answer it regarding MISHTA basically focusing on affordable housing to own. Affordable, attainable workforce housing. Get them away from renting, number one. Get them away from low income. Get them to focus their money to be available for affordable, attainable new homes. There's plenty of projects out there that many developers are working on. One of the things MISHTA has to understand, low income is fine and good. It's needed. But there's a larger segment of our population that are working people. Got a full-time job, can't find a place to live close to work. Every community needs more housing, especially in some of these cities, Gaylord, Petoskey, even Alpena, Sheboygan. There needs to be more housing available to the people that even provide our most basic services. Police, school teachers, people that work at the hospitals. If we're going to grow our communities to provide better services for our communities, we need places for people to live. And I'm not talking about huge, expensive, extravagant houses. We're not talking 2,000, 3,000, 4,000, 5,000 square foot homes. We're talking about a place to live. MISHTA, to this point, has been focused on low income. That's fine and good. But actually, there's a much larger segment of our population that can't afford housing, even though they're working. Income isn't the problem. Having good enough credit to qualify for a mortgage isn't the problem. It's having the product. And what's going to have to change is some zoning and planning restrictions, along with reducing, like the one message came in to me earlier, the permitting process. Local governments have turned a building, a new home in their township, city, villages, and counties into a profit center. It's a way for them to charge exorbitant fees to generate revenue to their municipality. It's got to stop. There's even a bill that's been submitted for the governor's consideration to reduce these fees, standardize the fees. Why should a building permit, a review of a site plan, and a set of blueprints tap into city water, city sewer, cost any different than any other municipality? Especially the review process. Getting the building permit? I say it should be a flat fee, $500, $1,000, whatever. Reasonable. If your sewer system, your water system costs a lot of money to get it there to the site, well, that's a different story. But you shouldn't be charging $10,000 to review blueprints and a site plan. It's ridiculous. One of the things was the fact that they want to absolutely get your feedback. And you have to understand that this survey, yeah, it takes about 5 or 10 minutes. But I'd greatly, greatly appreciate it if you would text me, 231-360-5140, text me survey, and take the 5 or 10 minutes like I did this morning to fill it out. You don't have to give any personal private information. They're just looking for feedback. So appreciate you guys doing that. And again, want to remind you, not this Saturday, but next Saturday, July 25th, big party down at Liberty Mountain USA in Farwell, Michigan, which is right off of M-115, about an hour and a half, hour or so south of Traverse City. Right off of M-115, just south of M-10, or US-10, excuse me. You take US-10 west to 115, head south about 3 miles, and you turn right into the subdivision on Hall Street. I remembered it because it's Speaker Hall's name. Hall Street. Take Hall Street right to Mott Mountain Road, and go down about 2 miles, and it's right there. Follow the signs into this largest outdoor concert venue in the state of Michigan. If you folks have ever been to Pine Knob or DTE for a concert, this venue is 4 times larger than Pine Knob. They have camping. They have it all. LibertyMountainUSA.com. Click on events. Ted Nugent event. Get your tickets. Now back to the memories caused by the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown, the Roots of Rock and Roll on 97.7 FM, WCHY, Sheboygan, and the Patriot Voice Radio Network. We'll see you tomorrow.
For listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Get ready, Michigan. Saturday, July 25th, Rock Michigan Red comes to Liberty Mountain USA in Farwell, Michigan in Clare County. Don't miss the Motor City Madman himself, Ted Nugent, live on the mountain for a night of music, energy, and Michigan pride. Bring your friends, bring your family, and be part of one unforgettable summer event at Liberty Mountain USA. For tickets and full event details, go to libertymountainusa.com, click on events, and get your tickets today.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr.